You know, you and I talk about job situations quite often. All right. Let's take a look at where does Illinois place right now. And the last report I saw, Illinois is from best to worst. Best employment rates at number one, Illinois is 45th. Very close to kind of the bottom when it comes to that. But how are we in Southern Illinois county by county wise when it comes to unemployment rates? Where's the biggest bad number?
The biggest bad number is across the extreme southern seven counties, where we have two that come in at 8.5. Alexander County, Pulaski's at 8.3. Then we have Hardin County at 7, Johnson at 6.8, Saline 6.4, and then Franklin comes in at 6.2.
When you look at the averages state to state and try to do some kind of comparing, when you look at those eight numbers, when you look at the number of states, the highest unemployment rating, Puerto Rico, 10.9, Alaska, 7.3 for state numbers. So when you compare these counties with other state numbers, you see how much higher our unemployment rate is here in a bigger comparison line.
That's correct, and in a much smaller geographical area. And
right,
you know,
so
for
a higher
us,
concentration. I hadn't thought about that.
Exactly. And for us here in Southern Illinois, we have what I would call the unemployment to employment spectrum, in that we have the highest six counties out of 25 that are over 5.1%. And then we have nine of 19 counties that are less than 4%.
All right. And I think state average state unemployment is 4.1 now.
4.7.
4.7.
For December.
Here's the confusing part that I find. You go to the Illinois Department of Employment Security website. You look at the number of available jobs. And the number, the last I saw, John, was shockingly high in my opinion.
Yeah. Over 100,000. Just in jobs that are assigned and have came in electronically posted into IllinoisJobLink.com.
Companies that are looking for employees.
Yes.
All right? Not, you know, we got to do this because the federal government says so, or something along that line, because there are companies that are required to post their job sites and their
sure.
wants and
all
things
all federal
along that
contractors
line, right?
must post in our system. That's a law.
There you go. And so what we're looking at is what it seems to me, John, is a very large disconnect between unemployed people and their job prospects. Where is the breakdown making these two connections? Where do you think it is?
I don't know. We have talked about this at length, that a person just looking at numbers, you'd see that, okay, the numbers say that probably 95 out of 100 people who want to work in Illinois right now are working. So we've got that 4.7%, 4.5. It's hovering right there. And sometimes you have to deal with the fact that there are the chronically unemployed, and that's the group that we are trying, I will say, I hate to say desperately, but we are trying to reach them in any way we can to get them back to work.
I've seen some research, John, that seemed to indicate that about 3% of Americans or higher don't want to. And see, now, I have a personal struggle. I mean, I get in not wanting to come to work at 4 o'clock in the morning. I get this. But on the other hand, I know that work brings things to me that I want. I mean, I make that connection, but I struggle with this. I'm not going to work ever. So maybe is there a number out there in the world, 3%, that it's always going to be that number? I mean, I wonder.
Could be. And, you know, with Illinois being a part of that universe of data, so to speak, maybe we are at that point. But we like to stay positive in our agency. We like to offer, and I like to think, what is my job? Very simply, to bring opportunities.
Yeah, and you've worked on this. Now, we recently partnered with you at a job fair at the Marion Pavilion. I know you just attended the job fair in Carroll, what, about 2 weeks ago with a lieutenant governor. She stopped in here on her way to that event.
Yes.
And we have a lot of employers who are there and trying to make those connections, and they do to a certain percentage. But it seems that, there's sometimes people tell me things and I can't shake them. And it was a few years back, and Lieutenant Governor Sheila Simon at the time does a tour of every community college in the state, every one. And what she come back with? That some people are unprepared to go from high school to community college or high school to university. Are we unprepared for these job opportunities?
In some sense of the word, yes, we are. And
is it a skill set, or is it the hard skills, like showing up to work on time, knowing that you got to be every day and you can't look at your phone all day on Facebook? Because I hear an array of this from employers.
Right. And those are what I would call, I think, soft skills, and not having some of those, that is a problem. And there's another problem that there are a lot, and I mean emphasize a lot of jobs that people could go to their local community college, whether they're in Rockford or whether they're in Cairo, and they could get that skill set in something less than a year, a certificate.
I hear this more and more from educators that certification and getting certificates for this skill are the big thing right now.
And the employers are very keen on this, that if you have a certificate, let's just say in welding, or you have one that's bumped up a little bit, CNC machining, I can guarantee I could be on the phone right now talking to employers saying, I've got five people that can run a CNC lathe and make you a product out of a raw piece of steel. And they'll say, great, we needed them last year.
And how much do you make at a job like that, John?
You're talking about in the $18, $20 an hour minimum to start, and up from there.
Because, see, I very often hear that if you go to John A. Logan College and you become a phlebotomist, that the hospital's calling you up before you graduate.
So
we know that construction skills, welding, all right, medical, healthcare. Are there some other areas out there that you see statistically significant numbers where they're looking for somebody with a kind of skill, and what skill is that?
Absolutely. For a long time, I think there has been a cultural statement about working in a factory, in a production environment, that we have looked at that and said, oh, I don't want my son and daughter doing that.
Turn
because
the nose
I want
up
them
at it.
To do better than that. So now, where do we have a huge amount of jobs? Manufacturing. You know, we need people to build things, to make products that go on down the line somewhere and produce automobiles, you know, Caterpillar tractors, whatever you want to talk about.
Is it an overstatement, John, if I say that ISIN's looking for someone in that skill set basically every single day?
You're spot on, Tom.
Okay.
And not just ISIN, but so many other manufacturing places in Southern Illinois, all across the state, all across the nation.
All right. My mom grew up in manufacturing. She made hats. You know this, the hat factory.
Right.
And that's gone now in Saline County. But they have a place called National Glove, Federal Contracts. Do we mm-hmm. see other business? I mean, it's one of those that you don't hear a lot of talk about, but it's vital to the people who have that job, and there's a security level that you get with Federal Contracts you don't get in other places. Are there other locations and other skill sets out there that people you think are unaware of that maybe they should be, and a good way to look for future employment, improving your maybe, or if what you're making right now, improve it, you know?
I would say anyone who is looking and has any interest in ever driving a truck, having a CDL license, if you're sitting at home or you're within the sound of our voices this morning, contact me, because there is such a demand for truck drivers, not just over the road. A lot of people, you know, say, oh, a truck driver, I'm going to be gone for 2 or 3 weeks at a time. That's really not the case now. The industry of truck driving has changed. That whole face, you know, has undergone lots of changes. And, you know, we have Schneider Trucking for existence that they advertise on your stations
right.
when they're doing hiring events. We have an event for them scheduled in the next 30 days. We have about 8 events in the southern 50 counties here in our region.
How big of a problem are people passing their drug tests, since we're talking about CDL and finding an employment? How much of a barrier has that been in your personal experience in people seeking employment?
That has not been a huge barrier. that has been, I think, a perceived barrier, and sometimes people will use that maybe as, well, you know, I don't think I can pass a drug test. Well, how long has it been? And let's give it a try.
Right. And see if you can make the move forward.
Yes.
John Odie, Director, Regional Director, Illinois Department of Employment Security. We don't really have any answers, I guess, this morning, but we do have a lot of data. We know that if you go to the website, which is, John, I'm sorry, IDS.
IllinoisJobLink.com.
If you are looking for employment or looking to improve your employment situation, that's where you start. 70,000 jobs. John and I were talking about this earlier in the week, and you say there's particularly a big lump of jobs up in the Metro East area.
That's correct.
Because you mentioned, I think, refineries?
Refineries. And there are several levels of jobs there. You know, you can come in basically as a maintenance person. The Carpenters Union has got an agreement to hire 200 apprentices at one refinery to come in, work for a few months, and then when you come out, you're a certified apprentice in the Carpenters Union. And the St. Louis area, the last few years, begging for carpenters' apprentices.